We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and our final segments of the show, starting now with Shepherd's Crossing being featured. We've got some big things going on next week, and joining us, we've got C. Clyde Jones. C. Clyde, good morning. Good talking with you here again.
Well, good morning to you, Brandon. We're really excited to be able to talk with your listeners about our 20th anniversary coming up and the 10th annual C. Clyde Run.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Beth Klug is here as well, Executive Director at Shepherd's Crossing. Beth, good to talk to you again.
Always good to be here. Thanks for having us.
So let's start first with the 20th anniversary of Shepherd's Crossing. That's hard to believe. I hear 2001, and I was in high school in 2001, so to me, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but 20 years goes by pretty quickly.
It does. We're awfully excited to be celebrating 20 years. We're going to be having a celebration next Thursday, September 23rd. We're having it out at the Sunset Zoo Education Center. We're going to be having a barbecue dinner provided. Wade Greif is doing the cooking for us. Should be an incredible meal. Jim Reed, who actually started Shepherd's Crossing, and C. Clyde Jones, as we know, will be given just a brief overview of our history and then speaking specifically to the story of how we got started. So it should be really kind of enlightening for everybody. Just a really brief program, mostly focusing on the celebration and fellowship and just visiting with everybody who loves Shepherd's Crossing.
All right. Yeah, 2001 was when it all got started, and you think about all the time that's passed and probably all the people that have been helped by Shepherd's Crossing in our community, and it's got to be a significant number.
It has to be, and it's continued to grow every year as to the scope of, you know, what we do and how we do it. We're blessed with a lot of really good relationships with other agencies throughout the community, so lucky to be able to work with so many other organizations like Carey Godmothers and Guardians, Lions Club, doing lots of good things. So if anybody's interested in attending, they can still give us a call at 785-776-1470, or they can email me at Shepherd, S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D, at Interkan, Interkan.net. And let us know they'd like to attend. It's at 6 p.m. on Thursday, September 23rd. We'd love anyone that wants to celebrate our 20 years to join us and come on out.
All right. Sounds good. And that's going to be a great celebration. And, you know, the main attraction there to see is Clyde. And I think a lot of folks will be real excited. You're going to be there, Clyde?
Oh, I sure am. In terms of the history, we opened our doors about the 3rd of April, 2001, and I started to work for them in September 2001 as a counselor, and went on the board of directors the following January. And Brandon, at some point, I held every office there was to hold in Shepherd's Crossing, and right now I have a very fancy title, Development Officer, which is short for fundraising. But Shepherd's Crossing is my passion. The numbers of people we are able to help out of financial emergencies, oh, what a difference we have made in the lives of literally thousands of Manhattan families. And so I am just so grateful to have been able to be a part of this. September, that's when I went to work for them. So I'm in my actual 20th anniversary month.
That's fantastic. And can you believe it's that much time has passed? I mean, for someone, I know you're, what, 98, so is it still kind of brand new but old at the same time?
Well, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's something else. And of course, anytime you can help somebody dig out of a financial mess, that's that's so much stress off your shoulders. Anyone who's struggled with money issues, I mean, the challenges there of just wondering where your next meal is going to come from. I mean, this is stuff that, you know, and you got kids. If you got kids, it's an added layer there.
Absolutely. We're happy to do what we do, and it's very rewarding. But we couldn't do it without our donors, our funding agencies, and really especially also our volunteers. We just couldn't do what we do without them.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a long list here of folks who help you out. Well, we celebrate the 20th anniversary of Shepherd's Crossing, and then a couple days later, we do another thing that's celebrating an anniversary this year. Half the time that Shepherd's Crossing has been open, there's been this big fundraiser that you're a part of, Mr. Jones.
Well, yeah, this is the 10th annual C. Clyde Run, and right now we're lagging a little bit in attendance. So I want to urge your listeners to they can head to the Shepherd's Crossing website or the College of Business, and they will find a button there to register for the run. And there's a big incentive this year for folks to sign up. They have to be present to win this, but Hy-Vee Market has donated 10 months of $100 a month of free groceries to a person whose name will be drawn in a random drawing from all those who have registered by September 22nd. And hey, that's a chunk of groceries to be able to pick up. Now you have to be present to win. So we're offering a virtual option for the run, but the virtual will not be eligible to win the groceries. The person has to be present to win. I find that very exciting. And Shepherd's Crossing being in the business of helping people financially, well, here's an opportunity for somebody to get their groceries pretty well taken care of for almost a year. And I should tell you, Brandon, I deliberately chose 10 months and $100 to keep focusing on zeros. 20th anniversary of Shepherd's Crossing, 10th anniversary of the run, and next year, C. Clyde will celebrate his 100th birthday. So 000.
That's awesome. That's a really easy way to remember things, too, especially when you're a reporter trying to remember to report back on all this stuff. Just we'll keep that in mind. Boy, you talk about the grocery cards. My dad has gotten me, he lives out of state, and a lot of times he'll just give me gift cards, but a couple times he's given me grocery gift cards, and I can't tell you how much that helps. And to think 10 months worth of groceries, that would give me an incentive to sign up for this. I don't usually run these kind of runs, but I'm thinking about it next Saturday.
Well, the good thing about the, grocery deal, the person does not have to run. They do not have to walk. They just have to be present and have to be available to push my wheelchair.
Okay. Well, I think Dave and I could do that pretty easily.
You could probably get a relay team to help you out with that.
Well, that's wonderful. What a great opportunity.
And by the way, Clyde, I am increasing your number by 3 here this morning, so for whatever that's worth.
Brandon, I'd like to emphasize that every year we've had a trophy that goes to the church with the most participants. And we also have a trophy that goes to the sorority and the fraternity that has the most participants. So anyone from those three types of organizations listening, get registered and help your church or your fraternity or your sorority win that trophy. It's a traveling trophy.
All right. Good to note there. It's about 9:48 here. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on next Saturday here with C. Clyde Jones, Beth Klug, Shepherd's Crossing, here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.